Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
This is Matty Johns.
Gordon Tullis.
Andrew Johns.
Ryan Girdley.
Wendell Saylor.
Paul Gallen.
MG.
And I'm Peter Sterling.
Triple M rocks the footy.
The Verdict. Breaking down the game that was.
For DeWalt. Guaranteed tough. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
It's over! It's over!
Wow. That is unbelievable.
50 years and Cronulla has their first title. An incredible last play. Remarkable grand final.
Well,
the club that was formed in 1967, they had heartbreak in grand finals in the 70s. They went broke in the 80s. They went broke in the 90s. They had a Desarta scandal 2 years ago. Has any club in any country, in any sport, had a more arduous journey to its first title than the Cronulla Sharks? What a game. What a finish. What a moment.
Oh, I'm speechless, Dan. I'm speechless. Paul Gallen there just on the ground in tears. What a finish. What about that performance there by the Storm in the last set? The Sharks were everywhere. They threw it around. I thought they had him. Vunivalu looked like he was set to pass inside. Gronk was there. Couldn't get the ball away. The desperation from the Sharks. Michael Ennis just was cuddling the ball, boys. He didn't know where to go. The Sharks fans on their feet here. What a grand final. Congratulations, Cronulla Southern. The Sharkies.
They just kept turning up. That's how you win grand finals. Mate, Storm threw so much at them in the last play there. Vunivalu, they passed it left, came back to the middle. Chambers, they did everything possible. But the Sharks, it's their time. It's their destiny. Unbelievable.
James Maloney is with you, Ben Dobbin.
Can you believe this, mate? Up Cronulla. What a game of football, James Maloney.
Yeah, mate, it's special. Look, there's a big history of this club. We've got blokes like Gallen, Mickey and us, mate, who've never done it, and we've done it for them, mate, so stoked.
What about yourself, mate? Obviously, you played at the Roosters, you won a premiership there, you thought your future was going to be there, it didn't work out, you came to the Shire, and now you're a premiership player and created history for Cronulla.
Yeah, mate, I knew they were set up for me when I come here. I knew the talent they had, and the boys that worked their asses off, mate, since November. Mate, it means a lot.
Up here, boys.
Yeah, Jimmy, congratulations, Ryan Girdley, mate. What about Melbourne, though? Gee, they were gallant. I must have had your heart in your sleeve there, the heart in the mouth for the last set.
Yeah, look, that's Melbourne. We knew they were going to play for 80 minutes, and mate, our boys scrambled. They scrambled and they got there, and mate, how good.
We'll let you go. Congratulations. Wow.
That's unbelievable. I've seen a couple of good grand finals in the last couple of years. Last year was unbelievable. That was right up there, Dan. I just can't believe the end of that.
Look, there was a moment there. They had numbers on the left. It looked like it was going to be an even more dramatic finish than last year, and we didn't think that was possible.
It was Craig Smith. It was Cam Smith, and he got the football and had the pass, just had a little bit more on it. Benny Hampton had to stop and prop and go back on the inside.
Paul Gallen, Triple M's very own, with you, Ben Dobbin.
Unbelievable, Paul Gallen. You've waited your whole career for this one, mate.
Yeah, mate, this is unbelievable. We played so well in that first half, but I was so anxious at halftime personally. I was doing my best to put a front on for the boys, but I knew they'd come back to Storm, and they did, but to our credit, and we had a period there where we never hit our points properly, but we got back to it, and Andrew Fifita, mate, he was the best player on the field tonight. Him and Michael Ennis were outstanding, and to score a try under the post with 10 to go, and to hang on, mate, that last set of six, can you believe that? Side to side, we did not stop working for each other, and that's what we said all week. Mate, they're a good side, we know that, they've got great players, but we wanted it more, and I think we proved that last couple of minutes.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Gal, it's Del, mate. Congratulations, mate. You're a premiership player.
Well done, mate. I can't wait to sit in the same box next year because that's something you had on me, but we're premiership players together now, big fella. Yeah!
Well done, mate. Hey, I've got to say, when Fifita scored, what were you thinking there when Fifita scored? Did you want to kiss him?
No, I just want to stay composed. There's still 10 or 11 minutes to go, so we just had to stay composed, and we knew that they'd get another 4 or 5 sets, and they did, but we just stuck to our structure. We ran hard. Our back five was so good tonight. They were unbelievable. And, mate, just what a way to finish the year.
Gal, we saw you as you were walking up the tunnel. You had a big smile on your face all the way through to kickoff. I'd never seen that from you before. Did you feel so confident that it was going to happen?
I did, mate. I did. I was in the shower today and I just kept seeing the outcome. I just kept seeing me holding the trophy and I just had to keep telling myself that was it. That was destiny. That's the ending. Okay. It's just what happens in between that I've got to get right. And thankfully, you know, I did my job. But I'll tell you what, the boys were unbelievable tonight. I was out of my feet a few times, and the leadership from the other blokes and the back five, them young boys, they were so good.
Mate, go and enjoy. We'll catch up with you a bit later. But congratulations. What about the comeback of the Storm, though? One of the great grand final comebacks. Dead and buried at halftime. 8-0 on the scoreboard is anyone, you know, you can come back from there, but absolutely dominated. Only the Melbourne Storm could do what they did to get in front, and then it took something very, very special to take it off them. Congratulations to the Storm on another wonderful season, but now is about Cronulla. And it's an unbelievable moment. Cam Smith, down to you on the sideline with you, Ben Dobbin.
It can't be easy. What a game of football. You got to the lead in the second half, Cam, but just not good enough in the end.
No, we weren't, Dobbo. It was probably a good 40 minutes for us tonight. We didn't defend all that well in the first half. We certainly hung in on our try line, and we repelled the Sharks away there for a few sets, particularly just before halftime. But we just let them get away from us early, and I got to congratulate our boys to get back in the game and have a chance. I mean, it was at 15 to go, and we were up, and I thought we could try and finish that game off. But they're a special shot side, the Sharks. They've shown that all year. They just stayed calm. They just worked away at their game plan, and they got the win tonight. It was a hectic finish. Oh, Jesus. I don't know how many times my heart went up in my mouth in the last sort of 2 minutes, but it was a great game to be a part of, but at the same time, very disappointing.
Are you surprised at, obviously, the level of that they came out with in the first half, and that you were only trailing by 8 points at half-time?
Yeah, well, I think we could have quite easily been a lot further behind, but it took a lot of effort from our boys to stay only 8 points behind. Particularly just before half time, where I think they had 4 or 5 sets on our try line and we turned them away. So that's the type of effort that we've built our season on this year, Dobbo. And unfortunately, we're just a few points short tonight.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah. Cameron, good to make commiserations. Gallon, as always, you and the boys.
Thanks, guys.
What about in that last play? But you got the ball on this left edge. Did you think the boys were going to do it out in the left? I think Benny Hampton got the football there. Did you think that there was the dying moment, the fairy tale finish?
Yeah, well, when I saw Sully get the ball down the right side, I thought he was going to go all the way, to be honest. But I was just trying to push up through the middle. I was looking for a kick. Those Fijians, they can pull something out of nowhere. But got the ball. I tried to throw it out to Benny. Unfortunately, it was a ball that hit the ground, and maybe that stopped a bit of our momentum. But just to give ourselves that opportunity, I was really proud of the boys with. Given the way we started the game, we didn't have much ball. We did a lot of defence. But, fellas, as disappointing as tonight is and how ordinary we're all going to feel after this game and we get in the sheds, I think we're all extremely happy for Cronulla and their fans. They've waited a long, long time for this premiership, and unfortunately we're the runners-up this year. But those guys, I'm pretty happy for everyone down the Shire and all these guys here that have been waiting a long, long time.
Class act, and congratulations. Well done, and thank you for giving us a wonderful grand final. Thank you, Cam.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you, Cam.
Cam Smith.
days.
Wow. That's a statesman.
Isn't it? Yeah. Can't beat that. That's quality.
But even the way, like, Gell, the emotion to Cam Smith, and I've got to say, I'm with Cam. At the end there, you just thought they were going to pull it out of the fire. And I've got to say, Will Chambers there once or twice. It is what it is, boys. But I think Cooper Cronk was open once or twice. But you know what? What about this fairy tale for the Sharks? The Sharks fans, they've waited so long for this.
I could see Andrew Eddingshausen on the field.
Yeah.
Think of their greats, their legends.
Steve
Rogers, Matt Rogers, Greg Pearce, David Tommy Beechey. Bishop, Gavin Miller. They would be smiling and have a tear from afar and beyond tonight. What a night. And what a run we've had. We've had in 2014, South Sydney. Last year, the Cowboys. And now the longest route of them all, the Cronulla Sharks. Mick Ennis, sensational game with you, Ben Dobbin.
What about this, Blake? He was part of the commentary team last year when the Cowboys won the grand final. Tonight, you've won a premiership in your last game of rugby league, Michael Ennis.
Oh, I can't believe it, mate. I thought Vunivalu was going to score at the end there. I had visions of it just laying on the ground and being and just heartbreak, and then the boys just saved it. Oh, we spoke about turning them away and just kept turning them away, and oh my God, this is unbelievable.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, Mick, Ryan Girdler, mate, congratulations. You've been on the other end of a couple. I guess you'd only ever dreamt of a finish like this in your last game.
Oh, Girds, it, mate. I don't know what to say, mate. I thought it had got away from me when they were coming back in that second half. They just don't leak points, and then I just winked it for feeder. I always play short to that big bloke close the line, and mate, what a play, what a player.
It was a huge play, mate. I mean, you talk about that part of the game where you're going wide, you're a little bit clunky, it's sort of like you lost your rhythm a little bit. You had to go back to what you do best, mate, and that's straight through the middle.
Yeah, mate, we just had to play straight. I felt the same, mate. I felt like we were trying to go around them, but we just used so much petrol keeping them down in their half and in all the little areas trying to force them to kick long. And when we got down there, we were buggered and we just weren't falling into shape. And Fafita had just come back on the field and I just said, mate, I'm putting you on here. I seen the fullback, I seen that Hampton in the line. And he just nodded his head and, mate, what a play.
Hey, Mick, I've got to ask you, mate. You played at a few clubs. What does it mean to you and your family, this journey, this ride, that premiership ring, that 80 minutes of football now? What's it mean to you?
It's just everything I ever wanted. I just remember being there in 97 when my dad, who's passed away now, took me and my brother to watch the Knights win their first premiership, and I said all week it felt like that. I was a kid in Newcastle then, and the support we've had behind us, and just, oh, but I can't wait to get back to Cronulla. This is unbelievable.
Mick, I reckon if they scored at the end, you would have said to Fox, listen, stuff your contract. I'm not finishing on that. I've got to come back for one more year.
Yeah, I was about to be Johnny Farnham.
Yeah. Well done.
Well
congratulations.
Done,
congratulations, Mick.
Thanks, boys.
Well, so, you know what we do? We lock down the Kingsway, we close the railway line at the Como Bridge, and we let rip in the Shire.
All right. Well, we get some Southern Cross tattoos. Is that it? And we have a big party. That's what's going on at the Shire now. Presentation has been, the presentation stage has been cobbled together, so we're not too far away. Clive Churchill, is it for Fafita? Brian Girdler?
I think Luke Lewis.
Yeah, for me, I think it was Luke Lewis. He was enormous for Fafita.
80 minutes, yeah.
And you know, to come up with a match-winning play there with 10 minutes to go, it'd be hard to be denied, but I just thought Luke Lewis over the 80 minutes didn't have a rest and probably contributed more than any other player.
I reckon if this bloke got it, no one would complain. Matt Pryor with you on the sideline, Ben Dobbin.
Matt Pryor, you're a premiership player now for the Cronulla Sharks. What a game of rugby league, and to yourself, congratulations. One of the best games all season for yourself.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Just so proud of the boys. We worked so hard for this moment, and it's just unbelievable. I just can't believe it's come true.
Up to you, boys.
Matty Pryor, Wendell Saylor, mate. Look, I've seen you win a premiership in 2010, but the way that you've evolved and the confidence you play with this year, mate, well done to you and the Sharks, mate. How does it feel bringing the first premiership back to the Sharks?
Yeah, it's outstanding. It's something we talked about all the time. I remember Mickey Ennis, when he first arrived, he painted the picture for us. He said he wanted to be the first team to win the comp at the Shire, and he kind of painted that picture, and I think that was kind of what drove us over the last couple of years since he's been here.
Well,
mate, congratulations. Two-time Premier, what about that? Congratulations, Matt.
Oh, thanks a lot, boys.
Matt, well done, Matty.
What a star he's been over the last couple of months.
He might have played his way onto that Kangaroo Tour at the end of the year, Dan. He's in some sort of form.
You know what's interesting? Opponents really respect him.
They do.
They talk about him as one of their key men. I'm thinking back to that. I've never heard a captain of a losing team speak so eloquently and so well after a game. That is possibly the greatest losing captain's speech. Yeah. Well, let's call it a speech, not an interview. Oh, yeah. That's the best one I've ever heard.
He's so composed. Here we go, boys.
So on stage, we've got Todd Greenberg, Andrew Eddingshausen, and Matt Guyer. Yes, Billy Harrigan.
Luke Lewis has been dragged over to the stage.
Okay, well spotted, Billy. What about Luke Lewis? Grand final winner in 2003. Where was he that day? On the wing, Gerds?
Yeah, on the pick and swing. Had a little cut above his eye too, had the tape on. Not unlike tonight.
Can we turn this up? Okay.
Rodney Churchill. And ladies and gentlemen, to my left, two legends of rugby league, Norm Provan and Arthur Summons, also on stage. Also tonight at ground level, John Grant is with us, the chairman of the ARLC, and Joe Pollard joining us, Chief Marketing Officer and Group Executive Media from our partner Telstra, and we thank them for joining us for tonight's ceremony. Well, the man of the match, ladies and gentlemen, receives the Clive Churchill Medal, and in 2016, it goes to the back rower from the Sharks, Luke Lewis.
100%.
Last second rower to win it, Willie Mason, 2004.
He so deserved that, Gertz, didn't he?
He was incredible. You'd
be proud, mate.
He was enormous.
Yeah, he was great. He was great last week. He just keeps evolving. Oh, massive effort, Luke.
And he gives Andrew Eddingshausen a hug. Luke Lewis, game 284.
Luke Lewis won a premiership way back in 2003. He gets another one tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
The fifth second rower to ever win the Clive Churchill Medal, and he's about to make a speech. Triple MNRL.
First of all, sort of lost for words, but I just want to say to Melbourne, you've been the benchmark all year. You're a superstar side. It's always a great challenge, and fortunately enough for us, we did come up with the points tonight, but thank you very much for a great game. Just to my boys, this year ain't possible if it weren't for you boys, so I love you all. To my family, my mum, stepdad, sister, my wife and my beautiful baby girl, I love you. You made 2016 the most memorable year of my life, so thank you very much. And for the rest of the Cronulla supporters here and back home, I love you all. See you back there.
Makes you proud, girls. Makes me proud. I know you won a premiership with him. He's a good mate of yours.
I would say there's still 72,000, 73,000 here. A lot of the Melbourne fans have stayed, but that's basically the only empty part of the ground is that southern end where they congregated.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, time to acknowledge an absolutely superb rugby league team coached by Craig Bellamy. Would you please welcome on stage the Melbourne Storm, the runners-up in 2016, led by their captain, Cameron Smith.
There are very few teams that could have withstood the pressure that they did to make a game of it. Not only that, but to get in front. A superb performance from a beaten team. As Cam Smith shakes hands there with John Grant and now slowly makes his way onto the stage. So Cam Smith, that's his second grand final defeat.
Minor premiers in 2016. Also premiers in 1999 here at this venue against St. George Illawarra and 2012. Please welcome to the microphone, Cameron Smith.
His first loss in the grand final since 2006, when this group made it for the first time after winning the comp in 1999. Cam Smith.
Yeah, firstly, can I give a massive congratulations to Shane Paul and the Cronulla Sharks on a wonderful match. Guys, you've had a fantastic year and you deserve that premiership trophy. Hope you enjoy that one, so thanks for the game. Can I thank the NRL for another fantastic season? I think the game's gone from strength to strength and hopefully we see some better footy played next year. Can I just thank a few of our sponsors, Crown, Suzuki, Host Plus, and there's many more. Thank you very much for your support throughout this year and your ongoing support in years to come. Can I thank all of our fans that have turned up tonight? Made a long trip up from Melbourne and there's a few in here around Sydney and come from up north in Queensland. Thank you very much for being here and supporting the team. You've been great all season and we love all, everyone here. To all of our family and friends that made the long trip up as well, guys, thank you very much for everything you've given us this year. You guys have been fantastic through good times, bad times. You've always been there for us and yeah, we can't thank you, enough for everything you've done. To all the coaches, to Craig, Adam, Jason, Mark and Aaron, thanks very much for putting us in this position that we've been in. Yeah, another grand final. It's been a great year for the club. Unfortunately, we just couldn't get the win tonight. So thank you, guys. And to our boys, been a pretty tough start to the year. But we pushed through it, boys, and we got there. But it's disappointing, but we've got to hold our heads high. So, boys, well done. And just lastly, as disappointing as tonight's going to be, finishing runners-up, on behalf of the entire Melbourne Storm Footy Club, I'd just like to congratulate the Cronulla Sharks, their club, all the fans. You guys have been waiting a very long time for this moment, and it's taken a lifetime, and many people that supported the club for a long time didn't see a premiership, but everyone here tonight has, and I hope you enjoy thoroughly. Well done.
And once again, a reminder what a class act Cam Smith is, and the Melbourne Storm beaten tonight, but surely exceeding most people's expectations once again in 2016.
Can he be a PM?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Cummins, his fourth grand final. Our touch judges, Jeff Eunice and Brett Suttor. Let's hear it for the match officials who do a sensational job in the NRL.
I think, Bill, much relief that I don't think we'll be talking about the referees this time.
No,
tomorrow.
No need to talk about them. They'll probably one paragraph in the paper tomorrow just to turn around and say one or two things about them, but other than that, they had a great game.
Well, they got the selection right. They picked the right guys for the job. They picked it on form. And they got the reward tonight.
Can you think
tonight.
Of one controversial decision?
No, I can't.
I can't.
No, it was
Let's
really
leave them alone then, and well done, guys. Yep.
Congratulations.
Probably the knock-on in the corner there. You know, they said it's off the arm, but you'll cop that.
Yeah.
Cronulla, 5-3 in the penalty count, and that is 11 of the last 12 grand finals have had less than 10 penalties. So that tradition continues. This is the verdict, by the way, on Triple M NRL, grand final edition. And we do it for DeWalt Guaranteed Tough. Available at Bunnings. We're hearing this on the sideline thanks to Ream Hot Water Heaters. Here's Shane Flanagan. As long as they play this game and as long as the Cronulla Sharks are here, he will go down in the history books. The inaugural premiership winner for the team from the Shire. And here he comes now, getting a hug from Todd Greenberg. He's got a football on his hand. And now a big hug for ET. And now he shakes the hand of a little boy and hands him the football. So that's a nice little moment there. And a little fist pump from Shane Flanagan. And then a thumbs up to another portion of this ANZ Stadium crowd. And Shane Flanagan here.
Shane Flanagan, the premiership winning coach in 2016. Let's...
now double fist pump to the crowd. What a moment that must
Let's
be for that man.
Let's now invite his team on stage. We start with the fullback who scored the opening try of the night, Ben Barber.
Oh, what about that play? That'll go down history books. That's a magic play. I could ask Gell about that at some stage.
Played in the 2012 grand final. Was beaten that night, but he was superb tonight, Gerds.
Yeah, he really was. And it was always going to come down to, players like Benny Barber to spark the game and break
Number
this
two,
Melbourne defence down. I thought home for Jack Bird was outstanding tonight as well. I mean, usually when you win a premiership, there's not a bad player from your side on the field. There can't be, especially when you play the Melbourne Storm. They demand every player to play their best if you're going to beat them, and that's what the Sharks had to do tonight. They had their patches, sure. They fell away a little bit there in the sort of middle of that second half, but they were brave, they were gallant, and they were all really, really good.
Boys, does it concern you? Well done to the Sharks.
In 2015,
I couldn't believe Jason
McKee
came back on.
Disgraceful. Now, he would have passed the test, but it was made very clear that if a player falls to ground without helping himself as he fell, then it was automatic. It shouldn't even get to the doctor. Jack Bird.
He was amazing tonight, wasn't he?
125 metres from 15 runs, 15 tackles. He seemed to be in everything.
He just took tough carries, and that's what you got to do. Just wanted to win.
Number four, Samoan international out of the famous Logan Brothers Club in Queensland, Ricky Latelli.
And he has been in and out of the team this year, but he's here on grand final night, 26 years old, Queenslander. Was a Logan Brothers boy. And here he is collecting a premiership ring for the Cronulla Sharks. Now,
19 tries for Shane 2016. Flanagan. Valentine Holmes.
He equals David Peachey's record for most tries by Cronulla Shark. And again, another wonderful game. And the scary thing is, he's only 21.
I just saw a beautiful thing, Dan, down there. Billy Slater's really tight with Luke Lewis. Good mates. Two it a lot together. Sonia Lewis ran down with Louie's little girl, who looks like she's about a year old, I think. And was trying to... Louie wanted her out on the field, so Billy Slater ran over from the Melbourne Storm side in his suit, gave Sonia a kiss, picked up Louie's little girl and ran her over to Louie, waited while he gave her a hug, and then took her back. Now he's got to go up for the presentation.
A lot of respect, isn't there, between these two clubs?
Yes, they play it hard and tough, but yeah, there is.
A representative player
James Maloney, so important
Cronulla,
through this whole final
halfback,
series.
Chad Townsend.
And what about the story of this man hooked in the opening game of the Cronulla Finals campaign? He was very good last week and steady tonight as he hobbles up on stage. Well done, young man. 25 years old. A local junior, not many of them in this Cronulla Sharks team.
Classic try tonight, the most important try of his rugby league career. In the front row, Andrew Fifita.
191 metres, 23 runs, 42 tackles, 9 tackle busts, 1 offload, 1 line break. He will go down as one of the more controversial non-Churchill medalists. That's not to take anything away from Luke Lewis. But without him, they don't win.
He's got to be on the tour. I think James Hooper said on Saturday's show that he was, you know, they didn't know. Let me tell you, he's got to be on the plane. Unbelievable.
His 273rd and final match tonight. He goes out with a premiership ring, Michael Ennis.
Huge respect for Mick Ennis and what he's done at this club. And they've been here a couple of years.
Rare that he gets one over Cam Smith, but that was the case tonight. And he gets a little hug from John Grant. And Michael Ennis, 2012, he captained the Bulldogs against Melbourne in a losing campaign. And 2 years ago, he was here on the sidelines.
That gets the Viking clap going, Dan, from the Sharks fans.
He now forever a Cronulla legend.
His second premiership ring. He was here in 2010. Ladies and gentlemen, in the front row, Matt Pryor.
Outstanding. Well done. Jeez. Lost his confidence, lost his way there when the Dragons got rid of him.
171 metres from 17 runs, 24 tackles.
And there's a theory about front rowers that they develop a little bit later than most. And I mean, that's extremely late to see Matt Pryor in that sort of form. But generally, it's sometimes their mid to late 20s when they really mature and they play their best footy. And certainly for Matt Pryor, if he can maintain that sort of form, he's got a rep career ahead of him for the next couple of years.
And who would have thought a couple of years ago we'd have Matt Pryor in a rep conversation?
When the Dragons got rid of him, he was a junior there, through all butchers. Everyone was shouted that he had to leave because he's a really good bloke to have in and around the club. But what they've done here at the Sharks with him, mate, well done to Shane Flanagan and Paul Gallen. And Paul Gallen's wrapped him up all year too.
This man made his state of origin debut in 2016. Number 12 for Cronulla, Wade Graham.
He's been here a while now, Wade. He's only 25 years old, but this is game number 179. He joined the club in 2011. And there's no way a couple of years ago he would have thought he'd be on this stage accepting his premiership ring. And every Sharks player is giving ET a big bear hug as they receive their premiership ring. Have you boys got your rings on?
A Kiwi international.
No. I usually wear mine today, Dan. But you know what? The bloody daylight saving got me. And when I realised it was time, I was almost late today. like you guys. Yeah. I had to run out of the house and I forgot my the ring.
Yeah. Where's yours, big fella?
It's in the safe, mate.
Okay, you said you were going to wear it today.
I know. Same, I was under the pump too.
Jared Beale, he was needed today. It was Josiah Fecky getting hurt.
He gets another premiership ring tonight. Number 15, Chris Hyington.
Oh, mate. Good, mate. Remember his interview in 2005?
How could we forget?
Oh, unbelievable. But, mate, one of the real champions of the game. Just, mate, well done. Well done to Hino.
He's got his GoPro.
Hey, he has too.
He's got a GoPro.
He's got the GoPro. Yep.
What a wonderful career he has had. Fifth year at the Sharks.
Over 100 games at Cronulla since 2011. He came back in for the big one tonight. Number 16, Sam Tagatese.
And didn't he add some punch, Gert, yeah. Sam Tagatese?
He might have only played about 20 minutes, but, gee, they were desperate at that time. They lacked go forward. I think they had Pryor off, they had Hyington off, and I think they had also Bakuya off, all getting assessed. He was the last man standing. He came on and for those 20
Number
minutes got a little bit of momentum back into the Sharks go forward.
Jason Bakuya.
Yes. Rejoined the club in 2015 and he still doesn't look 100%, does he, as he points to the sky and thanks the man upstairs.
Well, he went to the Warriors there for a little while too, didn't he, boys, and then came back.
Never doubt the courage of these athletes putting themselves in harm's way. He would have had no doubt he wanted to come back into this contest.
Last but certainly not least.
Here you go.
This man signed to the Sharks in 1999. Made his first great debut way back in 2001. His first grand final appearance tonight. The captain of Cronulla. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Gallen.
Every Sharks fan is standing here at ANZ Stadium. A couple of fist pumps from ET. And now Gow gives a hug to Shane Flanagan.
Is he the greatest Shark of all time now? Didn't someone say that if he had to win this, he'd be the greatest Shark of all time? It'd be cool.
We've had some greats, but his name's near the top of the list, isn't it? Here's Paul Gallen with his winning speech.
First of all, thanks Cameron and Craig and the Melbourne Storm, another minor premiers, terrific side that has kept coming at us all day. You know, we had to stick to our systems because 8 points wasn't going to be enough. And he's just kept coming to the final whistle. But, you know, we spoke a week about wanting it more and thankfully we held on. To ANZ Stadium, it's the best stadium in the world when it's full. To play today was awesome. Thanks to the NRL, Holden and Telstra. Thanks to all our sponsors, Southern Cross Group, Southern Radiology, Martech, the Infinity Group, and anyone else I've forgotten, thank you very much. To our boys, all our coaching staff, Flano, Pricey, all the medical staff, I mentioned you all individually, you all know who you are. Thanks very much for the year. We worked our backside off since last November. To all the boys, best bunch of blokes. We just played for each other all year, and tonight we hung in there, and I'm just so proud of you. Absolutely unreal. To all you fans, you've waited 50 years for this. Can't thank you enough. To all you former players, blokes like ET, guys who busted their backsides for the club and never quite got to enjoy this, I hope you enjoy it. And to all you people back in the Shire, turn your porch lights off because we're coming out with a trophy.
Well played. Too good.
And now he will go up to collect the trophy.
Half a century in the making. Paul Gallen and Shane Flanagan will now receive the trophy from two men who made rugby league the greatest game of all, Norm Crovan and Arthur Summons. Cronulla, premiers in 2016.
Here we go. 50 years of waiting. Wow. How sweet it is.
Wow. Oh, here's the song. My daughter will be all over this song. I'll sing it here this morning.
Time to see good football. Oh.
The Melbourne Storm vacate. It's Cronulla's moment. They will start their lap of honour. As Hyington brandishes the trophy, hands it on to Jack Bird. It's a very heavy apparatus, but at the moment they feel like they can lift the world, those Cronulla Sharks, as the Melbourne Storm, brave in defeat, now have left this arena. And you just wonder, how much longer can they keep doing it with Cam Smith and Cooper Cronk, such magnificent representatives in the National Rugby League?
Triple M rocks the NRL Grand Final.
Isn't sport magical? This time last year, we were so privileged to be here for the Cowboys, and here again, we got to witness history. Let's go down to Ben Dobbin with a man who I'm sure is just absolutely stoked.
His phone's running off the hook, boys. Andrew Ettinghausen. Did you ever think this day would come?
Oh, my God, this is sensational. It's just so great to be able to be out here with all the boys and just see how happy they are. You know, it's been such a long time coming for the club and the supporters, and everybody turned out tonight and the boys came good.
How much does it mean to the Shire?
Oh, it means so much. You know, we've been in this competition for so long and been close so many times, and we've had some great teams over the years, but we just haven't been able to pull it off. And, you know, so, you know, everybody in the Shire who's sort of been sitting there forever waiting is now going to be rejoicing.
Up here, boys.
Yeah, Ryan Girdler, mate, congratulations. Very happy man, I would imagine. What were you thinking in the last couple of minutes of that game?
Oh, good.
How
man.
Were you?
I had my heart in my mouth. I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, no, they can't possibly lose here. But every time the Storm spun it from one side to the other, they got stopped, and I just couldn't believe it. Unbelievable match.
ET, mate, Delma, you've always given great service to the Sharks. But, mate, what does that mean to the club? For so long, we've had so many great players. Steve Rogers, yourself, Gavin Miller, David Peachy. That group of players, they brought the premiership, and I saw the respect they had for you on stage, mate.
Well, you know what it's like, Del. You know, you've got to have a really, really great team to be able to win a competition like this. You know, over the years we've had some, you know, probably half a dozen really gun players, but this year we've had a very balanced team right throughout. The whole team from fullback right through to the reserves were all quality. So, you know, it takes that to win a competition.
I'm glad you're enjoying it so much, E.T., because there might be some that, oh, they didn't get to do it, yeah. And there might be a touch of envy. You sound like the happiest bloke in the Shire right now.
I've got another bloke that's pretty happy as well, Dan. I've just got the Cronulla coach here, Shane Flanagan, with me right now. Shane, you can't get the smile off your face. The hoodoo's over.
Yeah, it is, mate. A lot of hard work's gone in and over the last 2 years at least. And, you know, we knew it. It's a great club. It's a fantastic club and fantastic community, you know. All the people here and then all the people back in the Shire, you know, as I said, you know, it's not different than, you know, any other community, but, you know, football brings people together, and I'm so proud of what, you know, how everyone's come together this week.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, Shane, Ryan Gilder, mate, congratulations. And as you just said, you know, for all the right reasons, the cup goes back to the Shire. In the box seat at halftime, Flano, what was the message?
Oh, mate, whilst we're led on the scoreboard, you know, I thought we dominated in aggression and, you know, being first to things. You know, one of the things we spoke about during the week is I needed to be able to see how much it meant to us, and, you know, that I needed to scramble harder than they did and get the things quicker than they did. And I thought we were doing that at half time, but then just after half time, they got a bit of momentum. And, you know, I never thought 8 points was going to be enough, but, you know, in the end, a try by Andrew late, and then we scrambled well in the end. You know, got us to 2 points. I don't care how you get him, you just got to get him.
Fano Del, mate, congratulations, mate. I've got to say, Luke Lewis, I can't believe he started on the wing back in, you know, he started the career. The way he played tonight and the way that you guys finish it off, it just means so much to your club. Well done, mate.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, blokes like Luke, you know, I see that try there, you know, covering tackle over in that corner, and yeah. Luke Lewis is on the wing there in the background, and, you know, he's come a long way, and, you know, to get the medal today is just, you know, an outstanding reward for the bloke that just looks after himself and has been, you know, an ornament to the game.
Interesting, obviously, a couple of weeks there for big Andrew Fifita. Scores the match winner tonight. Is that a fitting end to the year for him?
Oh, I think, once again, you know, we all know Andrew's got some stuff that he needs to deal with, yeah. But, you know, he's a very talented football player, so, you know, we need to harness that, and you saw what he can do. He's a big unit, can run fast, and, And as I said, we'll work with him on off the field because he is a good kid.
We'll let you go.
Yeah.
Thank you,
mate.
Congratulations,
mate. Thanks,
Shane. People are tugging him from all angles at the moment, Shane Flanagan, and we appreciate him.
And you know, they say history happens. You know, Dan, I think you made the point. Cowboys last year, the in-laws came down. They couldn't stop crying. I look at these Sharks fans, the way that Andrew Ettinghausen, like the way that he spoke about, you're right, some players would get jealous going on. They wish they were the first. But there's just, I don't know, there's a special sense of, euphoria here for the Sharks.
You know who enjoys himself? Chris Hyington, what he gets up to. Like, he's over there. He looks like a fun guy to spend
time with.
He's
a fun guy,
mate. Andrew Fifita on the sideline with you, Ben Dobbin.
Michael Innes said he gave you the heads up that this was your try. Is that right?
Mate, I just looked at Mickey, he looked at me, and we gave each other the nod, and just went from there, mate. To be honest, I didn't think I was going to get there, and then just kind of spun, and it was spun on the right way, mate. I'm just that emotional, mate. It's been a big month, and to go out like that, you know, it's been awesome.
It's been a hard year for you. You've had some ups, you've had some downs, but this is a big up for you to win a premiership. I know how much you love Cronulla.
That's it, mate. It's been just all positive, and look, to be honest, off the field, it's been tough, but, you know, on the field, it's the best place to be, 80 minutes away from everything. And just to, you know, just to put it to the critics, to be honest, I feel, you know, much better now. We won a premiership, and look, it was a very tough game and a well-deserved game. You know, it's a credit to Melbourne, they almost had it at the end, and then, you know, to be honest, we just dug deep, to be honest, and that was the main thing.
Up to you, boys.
Mate, Andrew, congratulations. Obviously, as you said, a tumultuous couple of weeks off the field, mate, but on the field it looks like you just tightened your game up, discipline-wise. Really focused on the job at hand, and it showed in your performances.
Yeah, that's it, mate. To be honest, it's been, even off the field, mate, I don't listen to the outside noise. I just concentrate on new Sharks, you know. Look, the sign says it all. I've seen it at the start of the semis, and let's make history, mate. It just says it all. I took that as a big confidence booster for the Sharks. We never won a grand final, and we just wanted to make history in it. It was just pretty much a go figure from there.
Andrew, mate, well done to you, mate. Wendell Saylor here, mate. I'm really happy for Ben Barber. He's been stuffed around by a few clubs, but Benny Barber's been sensational for you. I know you've got a good bond with him. You're very proud of him, mate.
That's it, mate. To be honest, Benny's a big part of my life, to be honest. We've been through ups and downs together, and, you know, we stuck it out, and it's just been from day one. So, look, I've opened him up with open arms, and to be honest, mate, it's a team to remember for the rest of my life.
Well done. You, mate, no matter what happens from here on in, you were the guy that scored the winning try in a grand final. So congratulations.
Thanks, mate.
Andrew Fifita, well, certainly a Petters performance player. He could have easily been the Churchill medalist. As we do the verdict forward to Walt. Well, you're the experts.
No, no, but we've all got an opinion.
Without him, though, Lewis was very good. Yep. But
you think he was best on ground?
180 metres, he scored the try, so many tackle busts. Wade Graham, he's down there with you, Ben Dobbin.
Premiership player, Wade Graham, unbelievable, mate.
Wade, it hasn't sunk in yet, to be honest. Mate, it's unbelievable, mate, unbelievable.
mate, it was just such a tough game early on, mate. Your defence, it was paramount early on. You guys really came out and hunted as a pack.
Yeah, mate, we knew, Melbourne are a great team. You know, we knew how hard it was going to be. We had to start well, and we did. And, mate, I'm speechless, mate. It's unbelievable.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Wade, Ryan Girdler, mate. Congratulations, yes. Brother.
And a better boys.
Oh, mate, I can imagine where you were in 2003. You would have been just old enough to appreciate it.
I was on the hill watching you all season, brother.
and now you get one for yourself, mate. I mean, congratulations. Outstanding year. And I'm really happy for you, brother.
Thanks, good. Like I said, mate, just unbelievable.
Hey, Wado, it's Del, mate. Congratulations, mate.
Cheers, Del.
Wade, what does it mean to you, mate? Look, I saw you a couple of years ago at a function. You talked about how much it affected your mum and your sisters and that. But what you've done the last couple of years to come back and do this, mate, it's an amazing feeling. How does it feel, mate? Tell us.
Mate, it makes it all worth it, mate, all them dark days. Yeah. Going through what we went through, and then, you know, I looked up my old man and my mum. I knew where they were sitting tonight, and to be able to win it, it's not just for yourself, it's for your family, mate. They've been there since day one, and, mate, it's unbelievable.
What's scary? If his voice is like this now,
I want to give him a cuddle.
He's gone. Yeah. He's gone tomorrow. That's gone. Right. Well done, Wade Graham.
He's one of those guys, too, isn't he? Like,
he's going to have fun.
Yeah, he's. He came in at 17,
We're going to take the Melbourne Storm press conference. This is live on Triple M NRL. We'll take the Sharks one whenever it begins. Craig Bellamy and Cam Smith about to speak to the assembled media. I'm told they just walked in, so...
What about the humility from Cam Smith at the end of the game, boys? Yeah. I mean, look, take nothing away from...
They knew they weren't good enough. In that first half, that's where you lay that platform.
Here we go. Melbourne Storm press conference live on Triple M NRL.
Craig, what's the overwhelming emotion at the moment?
Disappointment, I suppose, I don't know. A lot of the different emotions going around, I suppose. But that's probably the main one, I imagine.
Craig, what's your thoughts on how the game progressed, how the first half was so dogged, the second half had a lead, and then what happened late on?
Yeah, I just thought probably they got the jump on us in the first half. We never really got back into the game in the first half, to be quite honest. I thought our fellas did a great job, not to be more than 8-0 down, to be quite honest. We did some really good defence on our try line, especially towards the end of that half. But I think we probably didn't defend as well as we could have, should have, or would have liked to throughout the first half. And that gave them a bit of momentum, and I think they sucked a bit of juice out, to be quite honest. So we were quite happy to see half time come. And again, the second half started a bit like the first half, but after probably about 8 or 10 minutes, we sort of started getting back in the fight again. And I thought we definitely had the best of the last half hour, 25 minutes. But that 8 points was always going to be hard to drag back. Before the game, I was really proud of what these guys have done this year. Nothing's changed for me. At the end of the day, we ended up minor premiers. We had the best for and against in the competition. We've made our way to a grand final. I know there'll be a lot of negative stuff from you guys in the press about what we didn't do and what we did do. At the end of the day, it's hard to get in the grand final, and it's extra hard to win one. So, whatever happens, as I said, I'm really proud of what our guys have done this year. And tonight, doesn't change that for me.
You made
91
tackles in the possession
for
the first half was 64.
Were
you surprised in a way that you
were
able to get back into it after that?
That's a good question. It's one of the most sensible ones I've had for a while, actually. But I didn't sort of think about it. I knew we'd sucked a lot of juice out. He'd done 32 tackles in the first half. I think Kevin Proctor done 27 or 25 or something. I think that's how many they made against the Raiders last week in the whole game, So I was really glad to see half time come, because it gave us a rest and suck in a couple of deep breaths and think about where we're at and what we probably need to do. I wouldn't say I was surprised that we fought back like we did, because these guys have they've been doing that all year. They've been fighting all year. They've been resilient all year. And like I say, it was a tremendous effort to be only 8-0 down at half time, but to actually get back in the game and actually lead, was a tremendous effort. As I said, they're gutsy. They've been gutsy all year. They try hard. And at the end of the day, when Fafita scored that try, I thought we were a bit tough with the penalty just before. We were defending our try line really well again. There's a bit of a penalty there. I think Christian Wells sort of cuffed him around there, but he was about a foot off the ground. I'm not quite sure where he was going to tackle him. But having said that, that's just the way the game goes. But as I said, I don't care what anyone says tonight. No one's going to make me less proud of my boys and what they've done this year, what they've done tonight. They've been magnificent for our club, and they've been magnificent for our game. Sometimes they don't get the raps I think they deserve, and not just about how they play, but how they conduct themselves on and off the field, and how they build the game in the foreign land.
Craig, did you think they were going to win it on the last play?
I thought if when we come out to the left here, if one or two of the passes has been right on the spot, I thought we might have been able to creep over in the corner, but I don't think I might score. Really, I was just sort of a bit of a realist, I suppose. Just wait till it happens and see what happens. But we had a couple of chances there towards the end. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is what it is. And, you know, don't take anything away from Cronulla. And without a doubt, they were much the better side tonight, especially in that first half. I thought we had the best of the last half hour, as I said. And, you know, for them, you know, to win, you know, the first premiership their club's ever won, that's a huge effort, you know. And they played well. They started with a lot of energy. They probably would run harder than us in the first half. And so they deserved their lead. And they, at the end of the day, they deserved the win.
Will Chambers did brilliantly create that opportunity. What went through your mind when he dug it?
I wish he'd have passed it, but at the end of the day, that's easy for us. You know, you can sit there and watch it on video and go slow motion, and yeah, it was definitely on, I'd imagine. But having said that, you know, he's got real time speed there, you know, and if he throws it, did he have time to throw it accurately? You know, it might have been positioning his hands where it might have went forward. You know, at the end of the day, he was probably, if not not our best player, not he's probably one of our best players. We're not going to hold Will responsible for that. You know, it was a great play just to get into that position. As I said, you know, we would have loved him to pass it after what happened. But like I say, that's easy for us sitting here, and a little bit harder for him.
Cam, how gassed were you guys out there able to do that much defence and get back into it? Like being out there, it's the last game of the year, training and everything else.
Well, the first half was very taxing. We didn't have much ball. Then we played pretty much that first 40 minutes down our own end, defending our own try line. And, numerous repeat sets that they had on our line. To finish the half, I think we had, four consecutive sets in our line. And I thought that the boys did a fantastic effort just to be 8 points down at halftime. We're quite a resilient side, like Craig said. You know, we're a mentally tough team. We're a physically tough team. We're fit. Coming in halftime, we backed ourselves to get back in the game. We did that, you know, even after the Sharks started probably a little bit better than we did in the second half. So 15 to go when Will Chambers scored, I was thinking, you know, let's just ice this game. Let's just finish it out like we always do. But the Sharkies, they showed that they're a great outfit as well. You know, they've been very good all year, and to come back and not panic. You know, they chanced their hand a few times there, but they played some really good football. And Fifita ended up under the post, and they got a 2-point win.
It's maybe not quite polished there occasionally at the end of sets.
Well, I thought our football was. Yeah, I was really pleased with the way we played in the second half. We didn't have a lot of opportunity in the first half. The amount of work we did in that first 40 minutes probably showed in the back half of the game. But, you know, I can't fault anyone on our side for the effort that they showed tonight, you know. It was a special effort to be only 8 points down, as I said, at halftime, you know. Possession and the field position that the Sharks had, but we didn't go away from our game plan. We stuck to it. You know, we had some special efforts from a few of our guys. I thought Will Chambers was fantastic tonight. You know, he scored our second try and put us in a position to win the game, but unfortunately we just fell a bit short.
Kevin, how intense was it compared to the other grand finals you played?
Oh, look, the start was as quick as any game I've played, you know. I've been in the grand final for a few years, Josh. So, you know, they're all unique in their own way, you know. It's sometimes you get more flow of the footy your way, and tonight we didn't. I think it was a quality game, you know. I wasn't in the stands, but I think everyone could walk away with, you know, viewing a pretty special game tonight.
Now.
Yeah, look, it's. Oh, I wasn't really thinking about sort of any work I've done. I was just thinking about the result, and you know, we're bitterly disappointed with that. You know, we come here tonight with good preparation and coming off a wonderful season for our club, you know, and we're very confident. We just, yeah, unfortunately just didn't start the way we wanted to. And as Craig mentioned, you know, we let the Sharks get out to a handy lead, which is always hard to pay back in these games. You know, it's grand finals. It's, yeah, you need to be there. You need to be in the game early, and we just weren't. You know, Sharkies had a couple of things sort of fall their way, particularly in the second half. You know, they had a couple of sort of bounces off blokes' backs into the in-goal for, you know, dropouts and that sort of stuff. We just, unfortunately, we just couldn't get any sort of bounce to go our way tonight, and yeah, we fell short.
Did you think that penalty that they got on the last before Andrew Fifita's try, did you think that was a penalty, or was that the Christian Welch one? I thought it was tough. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's what it is, you know. Yeah, well, we're not going to sit here and criticise the referee because at the end of the day, it's, you know, Cronulla won and, you know, they were much better than us for probably 50 minutes of the game, so but if you ask me that, yeah, I reckon it was a tough penalty. But having said that, you know, well, no, we might have got a couple of tough ones too. I'm not quite sure.
And there we go. Well done to James Hooper. Almost broke through the defence there of Bellamy and Cam Smith. But magnanimous in defeat, and it's been that way since the full-time siren went about, what, 30 or 40 minutes ago here at ANZ.
Said a couple of really good things too, didn't he, there in relation, not just the game, but the way that, you know, the Melbourne Storm and the senior playing group down there promote the game in Melbourne, don't get enough credit. They do cop a fair bit because they're Queenslanders up here, obviously, from the media, but they are great.
Well, one of my mates,
representatives of our game.
One of my mates called me today, and he's a West Tiger supporter, and I said, who are you going for? And he said, mate, I'm going for the Sharks because... of Cooper Cronk and Cam Smith, Billy Slater goes, I hate you Queenslanders. And I said, mate, are you serious? Just the way it is. And I've got to say, Craig Bellamy, I've been coached by him. That hurt him a little bit, but I think that penalty was fair. I think if you look back on it,
Billy?
Walsh got him a little bit high.
Yeah. Fair penalty on Christian Welch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. Yep. Hit him in the head.
Yep.
It's the end of the story.
All right.
Same as, you know, if you can clonk him in the head, and I think you saw one or two of them. No fair. There's no whinging about that. I'm glad Craig said he thought it might have been a bit tough, but he didn't harp on it. He just said, let's move on.
No, that is the Melbourne Storm press conference. We'll have the Sharks shortly. Might be a little while because they're now halfway through their second lap of honour. And why not? Take it 50 years, go for as many laps as you want. This is NRL primetime. And also, it's the verdict for DeWalt Guarantee. Tough and available at Bunnings. Cronulla 14, Melbourne 12. A thrilling grand final again. Here is the Shell V-Power Play of the Day, designed to defend against gunk and corrosion. More on the other side of this break.
Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Triple M rocks the footy.
For Shell V Power, designed to defend against gunk and corrosion.
Ennis gets it now, shifts out to his right, short pass to Fifita. He's over.
He's got it down under the post.
Wow.
It's a try. And Andrew Fifita has scored what might be the decisive try of this grand final.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from Ovo Mobile. So if you switch to Ovo Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this, just for you, for listening right now, Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract, and Ovo will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G, and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
And the Cronulla Sharks still continuing to complete their second lap of honour. Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Bill Harrigan from Biden's Lawyers, Ben Dobbin, what a great job he did with those interviews on the sideline for Ream Hot Water Heaters. Dan Ganane here as well, as we do Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. And the verdict for DeWalt, guaranteed tough and available at Bunnings. Let's just recap that scoreboard for Cronulla. Tries to Barber in the 15th minute. A rare set-piece try.
Yeah.
Andrew Fifita with 10 minutes to go. Maloney 3-from-3 for Melbourne. Bromwich at the 50-minute mark. That put the shivers through the Sharks. And then Will Chambers, first try in over 6 months, put the Storm in front. Smith 2-from-2. And it is the seventh time this year that Cronulla have either scored the same amount of tries or less tries and still won the game. Seven times this year that goal-kicking, penalty goals,
yeah,
or just bet more accurate kicking has got them over the line.
Another string to the bow of Maloney, and yep, that's why they bought him. And, he's won in some games this year by goal-kicking and by other means. It was interesting, though, Dan, when you talk about the crowd, 83,000 people, congratulations to everyone turning up. And usually, you know, when you come to a grand final, we spoke about it, it's, you know, it's kind of a bit of a split between who's going for who.
This was an Origin
but
crowd.
But surely, I mean, surely there was 55,000 Sydney fans here, but not all Sharkies fans, no, but everyone had Sharkies merchandise on.
It would have been fascinating had it been Canberra in Melbourne's position, because I don't think it would have been that way. I think the neutrals would have gone for the Raiders. But there we go. Didn't it make for a fabulous atmosphere? It just seems to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
But you know what?
We have to play the MCG next year.
As Billy said, mate, you know, the refs did a good job there. Probably allow another metre or two, but I can't complain about that. I just thought they did a really good job, and that's what you want. You want us to talk about the players in the game, and that's been unbelievable. I still can't believe Fifita scores that clutch try. You know, when you finish your career, sometimes you look back and you think, I'm glad I scored a try as a part of it. Mate, when he looks back on that, you know, he's had a very, been through a lot of adversity.
Mixed.
But everyone knows what sort of player he is. And as Gerd said, and I said it before, he needed to get that crap out of his game and just play football. And tonight, he showed he's matured a little bit in that sense.
That is interesting that he has cleaned up his on-field demeanour, but obviously the off-field demeanour is something that would need to be addressed.
As Shane Flanagan said.
He just doesn't think sometimes, and I know you can be loyal to your friends and stuff, and I see the way he talked about Ben Barber, because I know that they got a good, in the Indigenous All-Stars, they got a very good bond, so yeah.
Now for our Sydney audience, stay tuned, because everyone's going to get the Cronulla press conference, but on Triple M in Sydney, you will take a replay of the Sharks grand final win, so that's coming up probably a bit before 11. Now while we wait for this Sharks presser, let's get to some thank yous here, because this is obviously our last broadcast for the year. And firstly to you, gentlemen, you are here every week, Gerds and Wendell, and also you, Billy, and as well as Sterlo and Joey and Gordy, Jimmy Smith, Paul Gallen, Mick Ennis, Jamie Soward, Scott Sattler, Brett Camorley, Adam McDougall, and all the experts that have been part of our call team in 2016, plus the likes of Paul Kent, Tony Squires, who are integral in the Saturday and Sunday shows. You know, it's a great bunch of blokes. You know, we've been doing it now, all of us, actually, full-time for 4 years. Get to Dobbo.
Sorry, mate. Yeah.
Let me... Don't interrupt me, Wendell, or I will call you Gordy.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a day I've ever turned up at the football, Gerds, and said, I've got to work with this bloke.
Oh, that, so, I'm glad you feel that way, Dan. No, you're right. It's a really tight crew, and, we really enjoy the it. It goes on sometimes a little bit long, doesn't it? There's a couple of weeks in there that I think everyone, even the players, you know, just after that sort of Origin
back end, 3 to the
finals.
We
all get a little bit frustrated, but all in all, it's a great crew, and I love my job.
To Matty White and Jamie Angel for letting us steer the ship smoothly. Thank you. You know, we get to do this with imagination and ambition, which is a rare commodity, and a bit of freedom as well. So, fellas, thank you. Our reporters and sideline people, headed up by Brent Reed and Steve Mascord, plus Sean Goff in Melbourne, Jason Matthews in Canberra, Liam Cox, Jimmy Hooper, and all the others. Anthony Maroon and Ben Dobbin, our regular play-by-play callers. Great job, guys. our producers, not an easy job. Well done to Tom and Max and Mitch and Trent and all the rest. Too many to mention. All those great montages and highlights bits. Now, they're put together by our audio guys, and that really is the Triple M difference, isn't it?
Yep.
Led by Sideshow Mike Anderson, Mark Daniel and Derek Yeo. Those bits, as I said, they make all the difference, and we can't thank you enough. Our hardworking technical staff who deal with adverse conditions both inside and outside the box, Dave Thomas and Andrea, as well as Josh and all the crews that we've had. Big mention to Cam Roberts, Dan Chalmers and the rest of the team in Sydney, plus Edgy and Cy and Darren and all the team in Brisbane. We love our suburban football.
Yep.
They don't. Because let me tell you, it's a nightmare trying to fit 100 kilos of gear into a 1950s commentary box and leave enough room for a bunch of former footballers. So we appreciate their job no end. Also, Tim Dwyer, the integration crew, Jen and Bree and Jet. Our hardworking sales team, Christy Daniels and Elliot and also Pete Lang. Thank you very much. Our sponsors, who will we thank more directly down the track? I know we couldn't do it without you. Todd Greenberg, Dave Silverton, Saskia Taylor, Andrew Fraser at the NRL. Very much appreciate your work as well. The digital team, thanks for your hard work this year. Our panel operators, Lockie and Ben Wilson and Mike Pfeiffer, great job. Jeez, this is going on a bit, but there's a point to all this. JP and Barb and Potsy back in the studio. Allison and Mitch in Brisbane. Our regional head honchos, Blair Woodcock and Mickey Ma. The thing about radio, what makes it so special is it really, it's just a bunch of people and a microphone. And it's intimate and it makes it very special. But all those names that you just heard, without them, this doesn't happen. And we don't get to do this. So we will thank you personally in due course over the next few weeks. But it's an absolute privilege to be able to do this each and every week on Triple M NRL. So from all of us here on air, we thank everyone who has contributed and, of course, our listeners and certainly not least. Without them, it's not possible.
And
either.
The sponsors, all of the people that contribute to the show, and we love their support and we can't wait to see them all again next year. And thank you, Dan. It's been a great year. Always enjoy working with you, mate, and Dill, and Billy over there in the corner.
Boys, it's been good. And I've got to say, boys, you know, I think, you know, people like Gal and that, you know, Mick Ennis, and I know they're our talent, but just the players in the game, the coaches that come on, you know, Jason Taylor this year, you know, Shane Flanagan. Sometimes you don't want to come on, Craig Bellamy, but they come on, you know, because they all love the game. So Todd Greenberg was great today, but that's why we love the NRL.
All right. So we're not going just quite yet because we're waiting for the Cronulla press conference. Now, some of our stations will be leaving us because this has gone on a lot longer than we thought. So you'll be going in about 8 or 9 minutes. We will be continuing on Triple M in Sydney. Now, it's not the right time to ask, Gerds, but let's ask anyway while we're waiting. Can they do it again next year, the Sharks? I know. Let's be happy with this. I understand.
But it would
seem...
You know why? You know why they won't win it next year, Dan? Because Penrith will. And I won't be sitting here. I'll be down in there in a group hug.
I reckon Penrith and Canberra will be thereabouts next year, boys. But well done to the Sharks. The Storm will be thereabouts too.
Yeah, that's the other question too. They're young, the Storm, outside of Cam Smith
and Cooper Cronk.
But
Dan,
they would appear to have some more miles in the legs. Yes, Billy?
They won't win it next year because it's just very difficult in this day and age to go back-to-back. And the people in the Shire are now going to live on that for the next 50 years.
Yes, they are.
Well, we saw it, didn't we, with South. They had this sort of night 2 years ago, and they collapsed middle of next season. Mm. The Cowboys, it's as brave a premiership defence as we've seen in a long time, but they couldn't sustain it either.
They lose arguably their best player too in Michael Ennis, who has brought so much to that that Cronulla outfit, and I can't see a replacement. I haven't looked at their under-20s or who they've got coming in or who they've bought to replace Mick, but you speak to any Sharkies, what he's brought to that team and what he did tonight out there, especially in the first half, was pretty special.
You mentioned him. There's still, to paint the picture, the cheerleaders are still forming a corridor. There are still some players out there, but they're all waiting for Mick Ennis to finish saying his goodbyes, so they can cheer him off the field for the last time.
Mate, what do you reckon the chances of Wade Graham's voice being okay by the end of the night?
If it's gone now, imagine a night of celebrating. And we're still waiting here for some of the people to make their way off. Imagine what's going on in the Shire. All you people in P1 who are Sharks fans and trying to get there. just be patient. But
mate, the porch light, you can just flick it now, can't you? Back in the Shire.
I think, you know what? Yeah. I think we're ready for the porch light reference
breakfast
to be
ready
done.
For
I agree.
I think we're ready for that to be done. So thank goodness the Sharks won, because enough was enough.
Yeah.
I'm cooking bacon and eggs for Harold Holt tomorrow.
Oh, love you, Harold.
And I can't help but think of all those Sharks fans of the older generation who didn't get to see this, who passed. I imagine how their sons and daughters are feeling right now. And that'll be a bittersweet.
Well, the great Steve Rogers, I'm sure, was looking down from above and would have enjoyed that. And how good was Matty on the show today? He came
he's
on
a star.
Did the Sunday show. He was really good.
He broke it down well, didn't he? In the middle third, the outside five. Geez, they were good in the final series. Mate, Fecky, man, he got injured there. That was a big play there where he got injured. And then Beal comes on. Beal took a couple of good balls under the pump. Oh, geez, it had everything in it.
Can we just turn up the sound effects as Paul Gallen is lifting the trophy off?
With Michael Ennis.
And they hold it up. And about 500 Sharks fans have hung around just for that moment. So a lovely touch. The Sharks leave the arena. Here are the highlights.
Triple M NRL. Get your boots on. Get your boots on. Magic Glass, magic moments. Thanks to Magic Glass, your premier glass replacement specialist.
The time for talk is over. The time to rewrite history is now. The game is underway. The 2016 Grand Final. Oh, high tackle for Menace.
Oh, banging
by Townsend. He's clobbered in a tackle in front of the post. And now we've got a bit of push and shove. We get a full on melee. Early pass to Maloney. Puts on a right footstep. Goes straight through. On to Lewis. Lewis for the line. He's stopped by Green, one of the great grand final try savers. Here's Gallup. Inside pass to Barber. It's a set play, and it's a Cronulla try. The Sharks are in. A play we have not seen all year. Short pass here to Jesse Bromwich, who gets over. And I think he's got it down.
I've got try.
Oh, my goodness. This grand final has just changed completely. It gets the offload to Smith. Now away to Cronk. Away now to Hampton. Keeps it going to Chambers. Trouble. Chambers. He steps off the right foot. Gets over. He's over. He's in. His first try in over 6 months. And it's in the grand final to put the Storm in front. Ennis gets it now. Shifts out to his right. Short pass to Fifita. He's over.
He got it down. Wow.
It's a try. Here's Bromwich hitting it up. Jesse. And he stopped. He's lost the ball. He's put the ball down. Fifita, Pryor, Ennis in the tackle. And they are standing here at ANZ Stadium. Funivalu's away. Ducks under a high tackle. 10 metres out. Now, steps inside a defender. Tunnel balls are passed to Bromwich. Out to Smith. No. Don't tell me. Comes out to Hampton. 10 metres out. Time is up. Hampton flicks it back as he's falling to Smith. Holds it. Then keeps it going to Cronk. Last play of the game. Cronk away to Corabetti. Corabetti is brought down. It's over. It's over. It's over.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
50 years and Cronulla has their first title. An incredible last play to a remarkable grand final. All right, we're back at ANZ Stadium. Let's pick up the Sharks press conference, which just started.
Quality side, and I thought we, one part of our plan was to show more energy and show more intent in the first half, and I thought we did that. But, the point that I got across to them at halftime, at some stage the Storm were going to come at us, and they couldn't come at us in groups of tries. You know, we needed to show some steel and resilience and turn them away. If they did get points, you'd be able to turn them away and not go in groups of tries. And, they did that. But I thought, in the second half there, the Storm were probably coming to get us. But the resilience that they showed and the resilience they've shown for a couple of years is just sort of shone out at the end there, you know.
Can you believe
waver
at all when they hit the front?
We just had to stick to what we knew, and that was the talk was behind the try line. Just drop your shoulders, just relax, stick to our system, stick to what we know works. And there was probably a period there where we had a bit of field position and we just weren't hitting our points, and therefore we weren't asking enough questions of their defence. And then we spoke about that, and then we started hitting our points and asking questions, and thankfully, Fifita was just outstanding, and Mick hit him on a short ball, which we spoke about. We knew we weren't going to go around him. We had to go through him, and Mick hit him on a short ball, and what a try. But there was still 10 minutes to go, and we had to hold on. And, we knew they were going to keep coming, and they kept coming to that final bell, and we just kept scrambling, and thankfully we made that tackle. There was a game a couple of years ago in Melbourne, that one in Melbourne. I think we were winning 20-12 with 2 minutes to go. And they scored 2 tries in the last 2 minutes, and I was just thinking of that.
Ben Barber's try. Ben Barber's try out of the scrum. Paul, we don't see fullbacks packing into scrums and scoring like that too often. How did that come about?
Yeah, it's a play that we've been working on all year, and we've probably put it on once or twice, but haven't never scored from it all year. And Mickey Ennis called it, and we said yes, and I sort of said to Benny, just look like you're hurt. And he was sitting there with his hands on his knees, looked like he wasn't doing much, and thankfully the Storm didn't pick it up. And Chad Townsend didn't know what was going on. Jack Bird didn't know what was going on. We had to call him into the scrum, so I thought they would have woken up to it, but they didn't. Chaddy didn't even know what was going on. I had to bump him the other way to pick the ball up, and thankfully it just opened up for Benny, and it worked. It worked once a year.
Yeah,
it was a good year.
We spoke about it on Friday, and they said you want to practice it on Saturday morning's captain run. And I'm a bit superstitious, and I know what belly aches like. He probably had the camera crew upstairs filming away, so we didn't run it. Gals had that in his repertoire for a couple of years, that play, and as I said, Benny, they only need two people need to know about it, and they did a good job.
Oh, man, look, it just means so much to us, to the club. You know, to all the former players who busted their backsides for the place. You know, this club, this brand, it's probably got to be one of the most resilient brands in Australian sport. I mean, it's been gone broke three or four times. You know, we had all those dramas a few years ago, people trying to destroy the club and destroy individuals, and we just kept turning up and going out week after week. And when they come back and we built this strong team, and you know, right from November last year, we had belief we could finish top four, and then it wanted to be minor premiers. And once the semi-finals come around, we knew if we played our game, we could win. And just, as I said, mate, so proud of the boys. That first week they played out in Canberra, you know, I was in hospital, couldn't walk, and I remember just sitting on my lounge, and I was in tears after that game, that effort they put in. And thankfully we won last week, and I really thought we were on the up, whereas I thought Melbourne, you know, their last three games they played were all in Melbourne. They completed it over 90% in all of them. You know, I thought that they'd maybe peaked a little bit too early, and they're there for the taking tonight, and thankfully we got it.
Shane, the performance of Fifita, the try, just overall, is there a player like him in the comp who can do what he does?
Yeah, he's such a, you know, he's fast, he's got good footwork. He's got a big motor for 128 kilo human being, and he's got great skill. There's not too many like him. I think the opposition front row, Jesse Bromwich, is one of the best front rows in the game. And you know, Andrew stood up tonight, and you know, knew we had to stand up against. You know, Bromwich scored a try, and I think Andrew, you know, he knew and he set himself a goal to, you know, match Bromwich. And I think in the end, when he did score the try, Andrew sort of said, well, I've got to do something about it. And he went up the other end of the field and did something about it. So it was pretty special.
Shane, what did you recruit to do for this club?
I've always had a bit of a philosophy about, you know, when early days when I started coaching, you know, the only rep player that we had was Gal. And, you know, everyone knows Gal was, you know, carrying the ball for 200 metres, offloads. You know, he didn't really everything but kick goals back then. And we needed to change that. And, you know, it's benefited Gal. But I needed to get some rep players into the club. And so, you know, Luke Lewis was still playing Origin. He wasn't on that downslide up in his career. He was still at the peak of his career if you're playing Origin. So we got him there. He had one or two years in Origin early for us. And I've noticed a real difference in Louis over the last month. He's just been a bit, he's just had more of an attitude about him, and you know, good players stand up in Origins, Test matches and semi-finals, and I've just noticed that in Louis, and probably Jimmy Maloney was the two that I noticed a distinctive change in their attitude and demeanour.
You held the emotional embrace with ET after the match, something special, what was said between you two?
Oh mate, ET was the reason I signed with the club. You know, they minor premiers in 99, and you know, blokes like him and Peachy and Jason Stevens were the reason I signed with the club. I just remember they could never get beaten down to the Shark Park at the time, and you know, as I said, that was the reason I signed there. And debuted in 2001, was part of, you know, they almost made the grand final there, played in a grand final qualifier in 2002, and you just think it's going to happen, and you know, we all know the history, it hasn't. And just happy for blokes like that, to be able to enjoy tonight. Guys like Dean Trister coming back home, you know, from LA, I think he lives now. Just really, really happy that they can enjoy it with us.
Andrew had a clear head coming into the game today, and he could put on a performance like that.
Yeah, oh, look, I thought that he had it. He was pretty clear the last couple of weeks, to be honest. I thought his games the last few weeks were outstanding, and you know, he went to another level again tonight. You know, it was awesome.
In terms of the celebrations, Paul, well, do you know what to expect? I mean, based on that crowd out there.
Oh, mate, I've got no idea. I'm a bit scared, to be honest. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how we're going to get back to the Leeds club. Oh, no, we're not going to catch a bus, but to get in there.
But it's going to be nice to share that, hoist that premiership trophy down there, isn't
it? Yeah, it'll be awesome. I mean, you know, 50 years they've waited, and it's going to be pretty special.
Gary made reference to that, you know, Harold Pohl quote on stage. Was that ever burdened by that history? Is it all off your shoulders now? Is that you something you've
embraced? Oh, there's a bit of relief now, but it was never a burden for myself or... You know, this current playing group, we couldn't control what's happened in the past. I mean, I've been here the last 15 years, so I've obviously been a part of all everything that's happened then. But, you know, as I said, just the last couple of years, we've really built for this year, and just really happy that the boys, you know, played the way they did. Which, you know, as I said, it come down to desire and wanting it more, and, you know, I think that was just the difference tonight.
With so many wins in a row and then things dropped off there, was there ever a point in the season where you knew that this was... your destiny, where you're going to end up?
Oh, no, I didn't think I'd end up here. You know, we had great hope and we worked really hard. The playing group worked really hard. You know, we had that dream of ending up here today. The thing is about the when we won 15 in a row and then we drew against the Titans is, you know, a lot of these senior players knew that we were going to play semi-finals. So while they didn't take their foot off their pedal, I did say a few times, you know, to you ladies and gentlemen, that... it's hard to keep them at that level when they know they're going to be in the semi-finals. They didn't go into cruise mode, but they didn't want to get injured and they didn't want to miss a semi-final or our opportunity. And it was hard for a couple of weeks there that we thought that, you know, we slackened off in, you know, the mental preparation, and we just upped the physical preparation, and it didn't probably work. But, you know, in the end, I've got to trust the staff and that I've got that we needed to do some work to be as fresh as we could today. And I think last week against the Cowboys, you saw a really fresh and fit and fast footy team, and that was because of, you know, that last part of the year. So, as I said, all my staff have done a fantastic job of getting these blokes fit and healthy and keeping them on the park, you know, bar Origin. We had five players in Origin. I would have only used 18 or 19 players, you know, and that's just, you know, it's not luck. It's good management by my staff, you know, physical performance staff.
Yeah, when Shane had to sit out of here, did you ever worry that he wasn't coming back?
I don't know. Those days were hard, so I don't really want to go back to that. It's in the past, you know. We cop what we copped. Thankfully, he come back, and we're here today, which is what we wanted. You know, we can't change what's happened. It's been there, it's done that. There's no point going back to it all the time.
Would you be here today without him?
Probably not in this position. You know, he's a... I think of him as a tradesman, because he is. He's a plumber, former plumber, and that's just the way he goes about his business, you know. Real tradesman-like. He's unflashy, doesn't wear good clothes, and he's just the best looking man, but he just comes in and does his job. And as I said, he still...
My missus will be filthy.
he still goes down the local pub most nights and has a beer. Just real tradesman like. And I think that's the way our team is, you know. We go out there and we just do our job, and if everyone plays to their potential, we win most games, which is what we did.
How much does that one mean to you? Like, you won Origin a couple of years ago.
Yeah, mate, look, it means everything. To me personally, it's you know, I suppose the final piece of the puzzle for me, winning Origin, playing at every level, and now winning a competition. It's just, as I said, the final piece, and wouldn't be here today without the boys out there. They were so good. They were so good all year, and particularly the last 3 weeks. Couldn't be more proud of them. And you know, I spoke to Lyle Gorman yesterday, and we spoke just about me doing my job rather than what I used to do, and I thought I did that personally, and you know, the boys just took over, and I thought our back five was so good. Andrew Fifita was so good. Louis, just so proud of them all.
Now, you don't strike me as a guy that wears a lot of jewellery. Will you? How long that ring stay on, and will you wear it around much?
I think I'll wear it tonight, and then Yeah, I don't wear a lot of jewellery, but I'll definitely wear it tonight for a while.
I'll be taking it off him because if I know him, he won't wake up with it in the morning.
Shane, were there times during that time,
were there
times that you thought you might never come back to the
situation at all? Yeah, I probably think there was. Yeah, there was times that I said, this is not me, why me, and all that sort of stuff. I felt sorry for myself and was probably, to walk away from the game, go back and do some plumbing, had a decent business there and could have... did have a decent business there. Didn't have to do much. But, being serious, I did have those moments, but I knew what sort of person I was and what I could achieve, what I wanted to do in the game. I'd been in the game for 20-something years, 25 years, as a player and a coach, and I had some determination, and I was silly enough to think that I knew I was going to be here, sitting here today, but I had faith in the club, faith in the board and faith in the playing group that I've assembled that we could give it a crack, and with a bit of luck, and we're sitting here today. So just really proud of many people within the organisation, the playing group, my staff, the board, all the fans, spectators, sponsors. We all know the sponsors could have walked away, but some of them stuck solid, and we're here today, champions.
Shane, you expect a few boys to be picked for the Kangaroos tonight?
Well, I haven't thought about it, to tell you the truth. I think I know Gal would love to be going. He has great pride in that jersey, and that's what Mal wants, pride in the jersey. There wouldn't be too many people more have more pride in that jersey than Gal. So I'd love to see Gal go. Birdie's, Birdie, we don't know what's wrong with his arm, but he had hurt his arm pretty badly in that first half and probably should have come off. I'd have to have x-rays whether it's broken or not, but he played 60 minutes. I'm not quite sure, you know exactly when he went down injured there, but he played a long period of time with a real bad arm injury, and he's a chance, Birdie. They're probably, whether they pick Andrew or not, Andrew's got to deal some with some other things, but he's definitely good enough on football ability, but whether that's he gets picked, I'm not quite sure.
Shane, you mentioned the injuries in Birdie. There are a few others that were play-busted out there. Can you tell us a bit about what they went through to stay on the field?
Matty Pryor had a nasty knock, and then Jason Bakuya got his head, in the wrong spot, making a tackle, a scramble tackle, so he had to go to the HIA. And Sasai Fecky, I'm not quite sure what happened there, but it looks like he's done a medial or strained his medial on that far side, so I didn't actually see that. So, we were battling there for a while.
There it is. So the press conference wrapped up. Shane Flanagan there and Paul Gallen. I suppose that's they've got some celebrating to do first, but it is now a question how many of those will go on. Do you pick Gallen? We won't spend too much time on this, but do you think Gallen has earned a spot back in the Four Nations team? He wasn't out of the match the last time they played the test.
He doesn't look 100% to me, to be honest. Gal, I watched him there. He's not playing big minutes at the moment. I just think that he's probably not the same player at the back end of the year that he was in the middle of the year, and he said it himself. He's got a different role at Cronulla now. Yep. He fits that well. And
he's not going to be at the World Cup next year either.
I think they're building towards something, and I think that depending on where you want to play him, if you're going to play him at lock, obviously there's guys like Frizzell. They're back row now with Jackson and those guys coming through, and front row you've got Woods back. And
I think you take Fifita.
You probably have to take Fifita, so he might be out. He might be,
rubbed out by his own play. Thank you, Gertz.
Thank you, Royce.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, boys.
Wendell, Billy, great job. Ben Dobbin as well. The team behind the scenes. That is it. Cronulla victorious.